This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for February 14th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Kirsten. How are you doing, Kirsten?
Well, Taryn, I'm very excited to be talking to you, but not super excited to be talking about yesterday's live feeds.
Yeah, you were really unhappy about the Super Bowl results, right? That's what's...
Yeah, I'm really torn up about the Super Bowl. I definitely was watching that. I actually watched my Super Bowl, which was Euphoria. So if anyone wants to talk about that instead.
I would understand if you were in a down mood after that as well.
I really was in a down mood after that last night. There's not a lot of good that happened yesterday.
Well, we're here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Celebrity Big Brother live feeds. It was day 19 in the house. And I'll tell you up front, there's not a lot here. There's not a lot to update you on. The major question, the major headline that everyone will want to know from this update is, has Shayna made any progress in winning Carson and Cynthia back? And the easy answer to that is, as of right now, she is still set to be backdoored tonight on the Monday night eviction.
Now, because I have to choose to believe there is good in this world, I just need to say, if there's one thing Shayna can do, it's win a veto, okay? So just let me have this until tonight when it's ripped away. Just let me have this.
Yes.
She's gonna win. Veto queen.
Well, of course, to reset this, Carson won the HOH. He nominated Misha and Todd with the intent to backdoor Shayna after Todrick and Misha convinced Carson and Cynthia that Shayna was a snake, but not the cool raised by wolves kind.
I'm so sick of this. I'm sorry. I agreed to this update before I knew what was, before all this started happening.
You were ready for this to be Misha's last day.
Yeah. Like, I was like, okay, perfect. This is great. This is going to be like a Misha vote out celebration. Like, I'll wear a fancy dress. I'll be so excited. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday happened. So it's not good. One thing yesterday that really broke my heart was Shayna asking for a house pet, like a hamster or gerbil, and she would take care of it. And I was like, no, you won't. You won't take care of it. Broke my heart all over again.
yes. Well, I think one thing worth pointing out, probably more relevant than what's happening in the house for the most part at this point, is something that we haven't talked too much about on the podcast yet, which is that Chris Kirkpatrick has come out of the house and done some interviews. I've referred to this a little bit, but not as much in detail. If you recall from a few days ago on a live feed update, the day that Chris Kirkpatrick was evicted. So it would have been what, Saturday's update, talking about what happened on Friday. I mentioned that he had a big lengthy argument with Todrick, and that the, that they got into it, that, they went back and forth, and he said Chris should be thinking about how he's perceived on the outside, and that it worked, and that Chris was kind of like very hesitant to say anything negative about Todrick, and that he was saying he's right, I wronged him. And the feeds had cut at one point during the argument. They were cut, they were off for like a half hour. They came back just in time for us to hear Chris say, "No, Todrick, don't say that." And Todrick says, "I did. I said it." He's Todrick. And then Todrick says, "Fix this." And then he walks away. Chris has, since elaborated on what was said in that argument. He said that, Todrick told him, that, he says, "I think it hurt when he brought my family into it. We were talking about something when he started talking about my son and how my son is going to be embarrassed by me, all these things. And that really hurt." And then he goes on to describe that scene. And then in addition to that, from Chris, if you were like, yeah, but maybe that's just Chris's perspective, Todrick proudly also described the scene in the pretty much the exact same way yesterday on the feeds.
Well, you know what they say about Todrick: when they go low, he goes high, you know? Absolutely. That's Todrick. He's, listen, the way even yesterday he was still talking about Chris Kirkpatrick, like, go touch grass, Todrick. I like, what is, like, he's so warped right now that he, like, I think he really believes this stuff because he's got that warped Big Brother brain right now. And, you know, hopefully when he gets out, he's going to realize. I mean, okay, I don't think he'll realize, but I think he'll see the fan reaction and want to get ahead of that. So he'll probably apologize. I don't know. But enough. Enough
we'll
is enough.
See. We'll like, see.
Like, really? Like, the absolute audacity to be like, you fix this when you're the one bringing in personal life and family. What's
yeah,
not thinking?
I mean, this is part of why I don't have too much from yesterday, because a lot of it is Todrick talking to Misha about how delusional people are and they can come up with their own truths, and they seem to believe them. And they talked about how glad they are that they managed to figure everybody out and get everything out in the air. And they talked a lot about Chris, and Todrick had a monologue to the cameras about how
oh,
Chris
I didn't write that down.
Sucks, and that, like, hey, if you cheat on somebody, just own up to it like a man. It'll get you further in life. Don't act like you're mad at me just because I got you back when you betrayed me first. All kinds of if you want to be angry, you can go back and read any quote from Todrick yesterday.
Like, as a human with anxiety, I just wonder what it's like to live in a world where you can't perceive that maybe you're the one in the wrong. Like, I feel like I always think I'm the one who's done something wrong, like, even when nothing has happened at all. I just can't imagine the level of confidence and, like, the freedom to be like, of course, I could never do wrong.
Literally, in a conversation with Todd, they talked about how ridiculous it is that some people can't accept responsibility when they're wrong.
Like, I know there was a point, I think it was Todrick and Todd, where Todrick's like, well, I have done some of the things Jane has done. And Todd's like, no, you haven't. Like, you're nothing like her. That's right. You're nothing like her.
Yeah. So that was a lot of the day. Yeah. In addition to that, we had Shannon was pretty down. She was kind of feeling like, I just want to go home. Not really feeling it for a little bit. She did, you know, kind of come back. Not really any game talk from her, though. She never made any real push to strategically maneuver. However, she has been hanging out with Carson and Cynthia a bit. And they're able to just chat, you know. Like, it's kind of small talk, talking about, like, agents and stuff, but...
Yeah, well, I know that earlier in the day, Cynthia and Carson had a conversation about, like, not really discussing everything with Shayna, yeah, so that she could have a good day. So, can't really put much stock in that. Carson also solidified with Misha, the if you win HOH, you won't go after me and Cynthia. I feel like everyone's just operating under the assumption that Misha will just win the next HOH, which I guess is a fair assumption based on what's happened so far. But hey, maybe it'll be like a dunking competition. You don't know.
Here's the thing. If they're going to assume that Misha's going to win the next HOH, they should also be assuming that Shayna's going to win the next veto, because Misha has won every HOH she's played in, and Shayna has won every veto she's played in, which is both two.
Yeah, she's got the skills to be a veto queen. It's absolutely fine. And I think that, like, I'm not, like, She's just going to win veto. It's fine. She's just going to win the veto. I know yesterday at one point, Todd was like, oh, don't claim that Shayna's going to play the veto. Don't claim that. I'm like, listen, I do claim that, and she will be winning it, actually. I don't claim anything that Todd has to say.
Yeah. The conversation between Carson and Misha was actually kind of funny, because it's just Carson is kind of funny. So Carson opens the conversation with Misha, and it's funny how he does this too. He always opens the conversation. He did it with Todrick a few times. He did it here with Misha. He opens the conversation with, so just so you know, I'm definitely sticking to the plan. And I don't know what it is about me, but the second I hear that, I get like, wait, are you not sticking to the plan? Like, why do you need to tell me this again?
Who hurt you, Taryn? I think from his perspective, he's just like, I want to have a discussion, but I don't want to scare them with this discussion. Yeah. So let me just reassure them to start. But it's like such a like obvious and secure reassurement that I think... reassurement, that's not a word. Reassurance that it kind of could get your lizard brain going, I think, especially since obviously you come at it from such a game theory perspective, and Carson very much does not.
Well, I think for me it's because he knows he's going to have a conversation where he wants to reassure somebody. Like, for me, it's like, why are you reassuring me right now? Unless, like, now I'm scared of the conversation that's coming after, right? Like, I'm sticking to the plan for sure, but is the sort of expectation. But Carson never actually has a real but to it.
It's the same vibe as, like, your boss is like, oh, hey, do you have time for a call, like, in 3 hours? And you spend, like, the whole 3 hours, like, what did I do? Am I fired? Look, and it's always just, like, something dumb.
You're great at the job, okay? We just need to chat. Like,
That's even like, I know some like bosses have started doing stuff like, there's nothing to worry about. It's just a check-in, but I want to have a call. But still, I'd be like, checking about what?
What are you talking about worry for?
Yeah, why are they lulling me into a false sense of security just to fire me and send me out to the street?
So Carson says, I'm definitely sticking to the plan, but here's what I want to do. I actually want to use the veto on you instead of Todd. Like, it's even better news. And he's like, so I was thinking that if we win the veto, we use it on you. And if we do that, you know, I was wondering, like, would you and Todrick spare us in the next HOH? Would that be a possibility? And she's like, sure, I can do that. It's like, okay, great. Oh man, that was so happy.
Okay, great.
That's genuinely how he reacted.
I know. You've been watching too many feet.
and he goes, this is bad. He goes, man, that HOH room really lets you think and have clarity.
Listen, you have to have that time alone, okay? It gives you the clarity that you need. I also like how Misha, after this, goes to Todrick and is like, well, but what if I don't win the next HOH? Like, what about it? But I mean, really, who's going to win it?
Yeah.
Like,
maybe Todrick.
Ugh. Don't claim that. He'll finally
get out of that second place thing.
What if they did a spin a basketball on your finger, HOH?
Well, here's the thing. Even like, Lamar's not feeling well. he's got the sniffles going on. Something's off with Lamar. So I don't even know if he's
athlete. He'll push through it.
Maybe. I don't know.
I just these are the things I. Oh my God. Excuse me. I don't know if you could hear that, but they were getting quite loud.
I did hear that.
I'm sorry.
Kirsten's cats in the background are they're having some rough housing.
Yeah, they were practicing their Misha MMA moves.
Carson and Misha, they agree to this. It's a very brief conversation. And I do think genuinely one of the issues that has caused the schism between Carson, Cynthia, and Shayna is that they're not sleeping in the same room together anymore. Like that was a huge part of their bond, was that they were all in the pink room all the time, spent all their time there. And now that's not really the case. There's a separation because of their physical location.
So they need to shut down the HOH as a punishment for the house. Put Carson back in the pink room. Let's fix this.
Yeah.
Let's get it together. Where? I don't even know where we're at anymore. I'm like looking at my house. What happened yesterday?
We don't have much left.
Did you know that the largest drive-in theater is getting sold? In Pennsylvania.
I didn't.
I learned that yesterday.
Mm. I learned all about publicists. Cynthia used to pay hers. Cheapest she could find was $5,000 a month. So now she doesn't use a publicist because all the projects she has, they've got their own. And so she saves some money there. And then Carson says, you should get mine. She's great. Much cheaper. She works on a commission, essentially. She gets me a job. She gets a percentage of that, much lower monthly fee. I like that thing. They were all like, yeah, that's great. Okay. That's great. That's
so are you considering a career change, Taryn, to become a publicist?
I'll just get I'll just hound these Big Brother contestants after they get out of the house and get them jobs and then take money that they're earning. That's how it works, right?
Yeah, I do think that's exactly how it works. I feel like there are a few people that already do that. So you'd have some competition.
Might be a crowded field.
Yeah. I think all you have to do is like call Us Weekly and get them to take a couple pictures.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. That's a rumor I heard.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Carson and Cynthia talked about the Misha deal. The way that Carson operates in the game, and it's part of what has led to the frustration this week, but he plays it like it's like it is a game of Monopoly. We're just having fun here. And so he went to Cynthia and he was like, Cynthia, so listen to this. I went to Misha and I was like, so if we use the veto on you, will you, spare us? Spare us is the phrasing in the next HOH. And Cynthia was like, oh, really? What'd she say? She said, we're spared. We're going to survive another week. And Cynthia's like, no way. Oh, Carson, you're so good at this.
I wish that we could be spared from the rest of the season. Is this the conversation where Carson talks to Cynthia about, like, it's just a game, like we could just have fun on a show, we don't have to throw each other under the bus? Or did that happen earlier? I can't remember.
I mean, that happens like daily,
I guess. Yeah, it's hard to keep the days straight right now. Like, I just would like to say, Maggie comes on here yesterday and you have an hour's worth of stuff to talk about on a live feed update. Stuff happened on Saturday, right? And I mean, it wasn't good stuff. It wasn't stuff I even would want to necessarily talk about because it makes my blood boil. But at least stuff happened. Like, I went back to the Joker's forum and I looked at every single update they posted to be like, did I miss? Like, did something happen and I missed it? I read every single thing in the forum and I was like, no, nothing happened. They just hung out in the house. And I understand that they can't seem to make the vetoes work to do them before these Monday shows. But that's a problem that they need to figure out for future seasons, because this is horrible. Like,
yeah. Well, luckily,
this is your job, Taryn. Like, this sucks.
Well, speaking of Raised by Wolves, yesterday I had a podcast to record about Raised by Wolves at after an hour of an update at noon Eastern, and it went way over. And so my whole day was it was wall to wall podcasts and recordings. Luckily today I'm going to have a nice break before I record today's Raised by Wolves after this.
I like how you said, speaking of Raised by Wolves, as if we were
remember
talking
that time
about,
I referenced Raised by Wolves?
Yeah, 19 minutes ago.
What have we talked about since?
You know what? Actually, you make a fair point. Well, if we're just talking about things we're doing today, well, I'm going to go get a nice coffee. I'm going to stream on Twitch. I'm going to record a Bridgerton podcast. Today's a big post-show recaps day for the both of us.
It's a good time.
Yeah, look at us.
Yeah.
Just like, so how are you? Yeah. I did actually like last night, Shana was talking to the feeds like, I don't know if you people can hear me, but Cynthia's mad at me because I was supposedly targeting Carson, who I took off the block. However, she loves spending time with Todrick and Misha, who've been targeting him from day one.
Yeah.
Like, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yep. Yeah. Shane is still very much in that spot of just, I'm living in a mad world right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's the kind of thing where like if people are not willing to actually hear you out and are not listening when you speak, that's so frustrating. And like, I totally understand why she's a little bit checked out at that point. Cause it's like, well, what's the point if they're never going to just accept anything I say as being in good faith? Like, it just puts you in a tough spot.
It does. Was there anything else you wanted to bring up from the day? Cause genuinely that's really it. Like I said, just Shayna was chatting with Carson and Cynthia, but it was all pretty small talky and there was no real progress made there. I would hope that Shane is going to make one final push strategically today to see if she can flip things back around. But the amount of time that's passed and the fact that, you know, Carson and Misha have now made this deal, that they're kind of locking in, the way that Carson and Cynthia are looking at it is as if it's a final four at this point, basically. You know, it's going to be tough to break through in just one day at this point, but, that's kind of where we're at.
Fingers crossed. I still have a bit of faith in her. Like, I just, she has the raw ability compared to pretty much everyone here. Right. So I'm just like, hopefully that can shine through and she can make something happen.
I think she needs to have like the energy for it too. Cause I don't think she's had the energy yet. I think that she basically needs to wake up this morning and just full on don't leave people alone. Just like talk their ear off about like, you have to listen to me. you're making a mistake. Yeah. And use Todrick's, when you get out of here, you're going to be so embarrassed.
She could also say, fix this.
Yes.
That could work. That's another Todrick line that could work for her. But she really just needs to get at it today. And I like have all my fingers and toes crossed that she'll be able to do that. But it's been a rough couple days, so don't really know. I will bring up two more things Todrick said that made me furious. It's been 23 minutes. I feel like I committed to at least a couple more minutes of an update this morning. So first of all, they played some Connect Four last night.
They did.
And Todrick called Connect Four a mindless game. And I would like to say that that is absolutely not the case. And anyone who thinks this should try playing Connect Four against Brian Scally, because he is really good. It's like when I beat Scally at Connect Four, which does not happen often, it's like, yes, I'm the smartest person in the world. I fooled him. Because it is not a mindless game. It is a game of strategy. It's just a simple game of strategy. So first of all, how dare you?
Maybe when Lamar plays. Lamar did not realize he had won.
Okay, I can't talk for Lamar, okay? He's having a hard time. He's not well.
I believe he connected five, and then Todd was like, I win.
Don't get me started on Todd. I don't have the time or patience to talk about Todd today. Todrick also talked about how badly he needs to write a book. About what? About what, Todrick? Nobody wants to know. Oh, they did also talk about what jail is like a lot yesterday.
They did, yeah. That was pretty interesting.
That was pretty interesting.
I think there's a difference. Prison, right? I think is the is what Todd was in. I think it was 11 months.
Yeah, and then he talked about the yard time versus being in the cell. And Todrick was like, I thought people could just walk around at jail, because for sure everything he knows about prison is from Orange is the New Black, like 100%. But I know it was a serious conversation, but I was just hoping someone would be like, well, the worst part was the Dementors. That's all I wanted. And it never happened.
Well, see, all I could think about was this is a real question that Julie could ask, because he talked about it. What's harder, prison or Big Brother?
Well, he already answered the question. Exactly. He said Big Brother's easier. So Julie will never mention it again, because to Julie, Big Brother is the hardest thing in the world, which it's a hard thing for sure. And it will leave you with deep, psychological scars afterwards for sure. I don't want to minimize that, but it's not prison.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you that I was bringing cigarettes to BB Can 6 to use as currency?
I think you did. Yeah, that sounds...
I was like, I'm going to treat it like prison.
Oh, man.
Anyways, that's all I have. I have nothing else to say. Thank you for having me, Darren.
Thank you for joining me here, Kirsten. And thank you all for listening. Hopefully we were able to kind of bring a little bit of light to the feeds here today. Not much, but we do have an eviction episode tonight. That I will be live during on Twitch, watching it live to see if Shana can pull out that veto. And then, of course, we'll be live after the episode to talk through what goes down here. Shana needs to get picked, and then she needs to win it. If that doesn't happen, then she is likely going to be evicted unless something major happens today on the feeds, which I will also be able to update you on later tonight. And, of course, tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, I'll be updating you on what happens today. And then later tonight, once we get a new HOH, so I'll be able to let you know what's going on there and if Carson and Cynthia will in fact be spared. So tune in for all of that and find me on Twitter and check out the Instagrams that we did and YouTube and post show recaps, Raised by Wolves, and the Taren Show. All those things. Kirsten, what
are
you?
My God, you're like the new Mike Bloom. You have so many plugs. Well, first of all, I don't want to say that things will be rigged, but I think Shana's getting picked for the veto tonight. I just think that's going to happen.
Well, remember that time Derek X did not get picked?
I choose not to perceive that. Thank you. So if people want to hear more from me, you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What, which I'm going to be going live to just like play some Fall Guys in like probably half an hour because it's my day off. And like, what else am I doing? As well, yeah, check out the Instagram lives over on Rehabgrams. They were so funny. Mike Bloom and I went live and he disappeared for 20 minutes only to come back with no shirt on. So I still don't know why he did that, but it was pretty entertaining. Bryce came in. It was a lot of fun. So definitely check those out. And I have a weekly BoJack Horseman rewatch podcast called BoJack Horse Pod with the great Lindsay Wilson. And we are just over halfway done season 5. So definitely check that out as well. And soon there will be Bridgerton recaps on post-show recaps, but not quite yet. So keep your eyes peeled.
All right. There you go. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And I hope you get your heart-shaped pizzas. See you next time.